Tell me about the time you preached your first sermon.
Well, it wasn't a sermon, maybe 10 or 12 minutes. Yes, I remember those little sermons. That was a scary time for me to get up and try to preach.
Were you a little bashful, you mean? It was difficult for you to stand up in front of a crowd, do you think?
Well, not really, because I had just been healed from Brother Muncie, and my lungs were now whole, and my stuttering was healed. It was gone, and I stood up and preached by my father's side. I preached every other night with him. He was an evangelist, and he'd preach one night, and I the next. I soon fell in with it, and in 4 or 5 months, I left my father and went on my own.
Along about 1936, you met a very lovely lady.
I met her in 1938. I was driving with a friend of mine who had a big truck. He carried tomatoes, and I was in the front seat with him. We were talking, and he said, "Oral, it's time you got married." And I agreed with him, but I had not found anybody. And he said, "What do you want in a wife?" I said, "I want 10 things." And he asked me to tell him what they were. I told him. He said, "I know the girl." I said, "Where is she?" She said, "He's 600 miles away in South Texas." And I called her and talked to her. And then I wrote her every day. And I asked her, could I come and see her in September? And I went down to see her. And when my mother learned I was going, she went with me. And Evelyn and I went out to the Gulf of Mexico fishing and caught only each other. I fell in love with her immediately, and we had a marriage of 65 years, the greatest days of my life until she went home to God 4.5 years ago.
And she was 88 then, I think.
I think she was. Yeah. 80, she was 9 months older than I.
And then the children that you had from that marriage, let's just name them now.
Rebecca, Ronnie, Richard, Roberta.
Back to your ministry here. You actually pastored a church in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Was that your first church that you pastored?
Really, it was. I was a little pastor at a small church for 2 or 3 months. It didn't mount anything. But I was called to the Shawnee church. And I went there, stayed 3 years, and entered Oklahoma Baptist University to start my education.
And then you also pastored in Enid.
In Enid, Oklahoma, and I went to school there in Phillips University.
Phillips University. Then we bring you to Tulsa.
Yes, I came to Tulsa.
Let me just ask you why you chose Tulsa. You
could have gone to Oklahoma. In 1947, I chose Tulsa because of the airlines. I knew that my ministry was going to take me to the ends of the earth and throughout America. And that there were regional airlines in Tulsa at that time, Braniff and others, American. I decided that Tulsa was the place for me. And I went and found a little place, a little five-room house on North Main, and started my ministry.